RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you on this Thursday, getting you ready for a fun second hour of the show here. We will talk Thursday Night Football and all the betting for the weekend with PJ Glasser. Got a little college to talk as well, which will be fun to get back into that with PJ. And then Tim Fitzgerald's in, and it's a good time. Well, of course, you know, we'll talk some hoops maybe, but it's all about like what's happening in Manhattan. We see Jace Brown leaving this week. What about some of the coaching hires? What's he hearing on some coordinators? All that stuff as Klein gets ready to coach Texas A&M this week. So we'll have all that for you this hour. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock, yeah. Cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager available at all three WBC. Brew pubs east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano and at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee this morning. TJ, you guys are getting ready for another Catch a Kansas Friday of high school basketball. Of course, that'll come tomorrow night. There's a scoreboard show here and all the high school sports coverage on Sports Daily, brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, ZINTEX.com. How is the high school basketball season going this year?
One more until Christmas break. This is the last week we've got until everybody dismisses themselves. So it's kind of the weird week this week as the games are kind of just getting sputtered in because not everybody has school on Friday this week, I don't think. And they kind of let them get out early and they don't want to mess with the Friday night game right before the break. And so there's a game tonight. I know that's a good one. There's a couple tomorrow. So we'll have a show of all encompassing throughout the week going on. But yeah, we're getting into the swing of things. Last week was, our first catch it show, and it's always pure chaos when you switch sports from football to basketball, trying to get the hang of everything. So, we'll get into the groove of, you know, this is kind of the preseason for us as well. So,
yeah, it's that time of year. And I like the, you know, you get all the crossovers and the kind of the holiday games. I like the games this time of year in high school are always fun. Before you get into district, but the tournaments and all that stuff, I remember I didn't play basketball in high school.
So chaotic.
Yeah, but those tournaments are fun for the players. I like that they're there.
Valley Center's real good this year. Here, I got to interject. I got a question for you.
Valley Center, that's interesting.
January Jam in Valley Center. I had judged the dunk contest 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Interject here. I don't know if you probably didn't catch this last night. It was on during the same time as the Shockers. We caught the tail end of it last night here in the Cleveland household. The Golf Channel games. Are you aware? It was like an all-star game.
Reality show. Thank God.
It was an all-star golf game, basically. It was at Trump National, and there was 10 golfers, Team Scotty Scheffler, Team Rory McIlroy, and they just did stupid golf challenges on every hole. So one of them was 2-on-2, 14-club challenge to where if I hit a 7-iron, you can't hit a 7-iron, and you go from driver to putter, including a left-handed swing. So we're watching Scotty trying to blade his wedge 190 yards to get up on this green. And so it was chaos. It was so cool, though. They did a long drive competition, like a long putt competition. This was the most entertaining, is that they did the speed relay to where they had somebody teeing off, somebody in the fairway, somebody on the green, and you saw how fast you could make a par. It was like 35 seconds.
That's awesome.
It was good TV. I can't lie. It was nighttime. It was like 10 p.m. in Florida while they're doing this, and they had the lights on. It was pretty cool.
I could get on board with that. I'll have to check that out. I'm sure it'll be rerun and replayed 864 times. All right, a couple other NFL notes here. Did you see Tua get benched?
I did.
It's interesting. It's
Quinn Ewers.
Well, the Dolphins are making the right call here. You got to get a look at Ewers, don't you? Like, it's not Tua, clearly. Tua's been really bad this year. Not Tua. Could it be Ewers? Maybe. I mean, asked that question 4 years ago, and it would have been for sure it's going to be Ewers. That happened. The Bears are looking to a new stadium. There's a couple other things, but on the Kelce thing, we ran out of time there in the last second. What does your gut say after you hear that? Did it change it at all?
I mean, my gut the whole time has been he's not coming back. I think that makes me feel better about it.
Yeah, I think so too, and I've thought so too. I just like he's been so effective this year. It really is just like, and then you hear him say the things about like you only get so many chances. It's an honor to be here. Like I think he genuinely means that, and I think for most athletes, they walk away when one of two things happens: either they can't do it anymore, or nobody thinks they can do it anymore. Right? They either don't have a place to play, or they've just physically like I think Travis Kelce's brother, Jason Kelce, like you physically just like you can't do it anymore. I don't think either of those things are true for Travis Kelce.
I agree.
I think he loves
it. I think that he appreciates, you know, what it takes to play in the NFL, and he's one of the ones that'll tell you like how big of a deal it is. That's what he said yesterday on the podcast of like, it's an honor to play in the NFL. And that's why they're going to take these next three games so serious and everything like that. But I also think in that same breath that he values that so much that I think for him, if he feels like I'm not at the standard where I want to be as a football player anymore, like, and he's still good, but I feel like he probably has a standard for his own play to be like, I'm just not there anymore. Like I'm ready to be done. I think that's the biggest driver.
And then there's the thing that article pointed out, like it's hard to not go out on top. And especially when you're wired that way, like to go prove people wrong. I think his season has gone like I thought it probably would. He'd be more of a receiver. The drops thing is strange. But again, like his drops have been more than normal, but Mahomes has missed more throws than normal too. Like he's been off target more than normal. So I don't know how much of it is would it get worse for Kelce next year? What I think though is, man, they are going to miss him when he's gone. Mahomes will for sure. It's a big deal for Mahomes to learn how to play without Travis Kelce. Like that safety blanket, it would just be gone. Right? Like who's it going to be? And it's clearly been a huge part of this year. There are about a billion things pointing to the fact that the Chiefs have to redefine and become a run-based team. And like, it's not even that, it doesn't even mean they can't still be a really good pass-based team. You look at the Rams run the crap out of the ball, right? The Bills, I don't think anybody runs the ball more than the Bills run the ball. Like, great offenses and great quarterbacks are still a part of run-based offenses. I just, like, there's so many things, like, screaming at us, it feels like, for the Chiefs to do that now moving forward.
I think that let's go back to what you said there. The security blanket comment, like, do you think that that has anything to do with this season? Not the fact that Travis Kelce is not out there, but the fact that Travis Kelce has regressed into not being the player that he was.
No, I don't think he's regressed all that much. I mean, honestly, like, the drops are a problem, right? His catch rate is a problem. But he's like, we're talking about versus him, like versus himself. Sure. But versus the rest of the league. No, like there aren't, like, how many better tight ends right this second are there than Travis Kelce in football?
Like three.
Maybe. So that's the part of it that is, like,
I know,
pretty wild. And we see Aaron Rodgers is better than half the starters, right?
Yep.
Like, Kelsey's better than 75% of the starters still in football.
I know. I'm asking in the fact of, like, all of the stupid Chiefs offense back when it was really good. It was all, I think that the reason being, and we've talked about this, is the fact of Mahomes had the option of Rashee Rice, nope, not open. Travis Kelce, just find a way to get open.
They've done that, but he's done that for 10 years now.
I know, and that's what they were so good at. And now it feels like there's less of that because of, you know, whatever. And I'll call that the Kelce regression, I think, and per his own standards, is that that doesn't happen as much anymore. And I think that that's just a, you know, whether that be a disconnect somewhere, or if that is, you know, him getting older or something like that. Like, is that the reason the Chiefs offense has sputtered? Well,
I think it's almost been, I mean, yeah, he's got fewer catches. He's got, but there's still three games to play. So, yeah, by his average, you would probably add about 15 catches. You know, I think that's a conservative, let's say it's 150 yards and 15 catches. I mean, he's right around 80 catches and 1,000 yards this year. So I don't know what to base that on, right? Is it 2022, like, peak Kelce? No, but it's still highly productive. Now, it'll get skewed this year because it's now Minshew for three games. But I honestly, like, I don't think this Kelce is really that much different than any of the last, you know, 2 years. And I still think that is something that we can't, like, you can't appropriately value how much that's meant to Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes without that, it's a big question. What is that? Like, who is the safety guy? Now, when Mahomes breaks down and rolls out and moves around, and he and Kelce are just
That's what we've said. That's why Mahomes is good, is because he can do that.
It is, but you got to have guys that can do it with him.
I know.
And I hope one of these other tight ends can. There's nobody to compare it to. Like, there is not another Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes combo like that. There isn't. I mean, maybe Brady and Gronk back in the day, but Brady didn't roll around and break down plays like that. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk to PJ Glasser. We got lots of college and NFL to talk about with our betting insider. We'll do it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, if you're looking for the best props and games to lay your money down on from BetMGM, here's KFH's betting insider, PJ Glasser.
And welcome back in. PJ Glasser joining us here on Sports Daily. Glad to have PJ in for another week. Glad to have college football back. He's host of Send It In and Betting Inside, or Inside the Betting Lines on BetMGM Network. PJ, how are you?
Doing good, fellas. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. Look, we got college football here that we can actually talk about, I think, right? Like, we can get to these games here. Yeah. And then we'll miss you next week, but before we switch to the NFL and a great Thursday Night Football, let's talk about these opening round games. Alabama, Oklahoma, Miami, A&M, Tulane, Ole Miss, James Madison, Oregon. All pretty decent lines until you get to Ole Miss and Oregon. But the problem is, and we saw this, like the time off to me is like a real kind of messes with everything. And maybe more in the next round than this round, but it's been a long time since we've seen these teams play.
It has, and all these games, you know, have interesting angles. Bama and Oklahoma is a rematch from a couple weeks ago when they played in the middle, or about a month ago now. So much time has passed. They played in the middle of November, so that should be fun. Miami and A&M, I think, are two teams from a talent standpoint that are good enough to maybe make it to the national championship and on their best day win it. So that'll be a fun one head-to-head. And then Ole Miss seeing them without Lane Kiffin, and JMU seeing if they can put up a fight against Oregon will be fun to watch as well. So I'm excited for all these games. I'm excited for it to kick off tomorrow night. It should be a lot of fun.
There you go, PJ. Let's dig into them. We'll start with I'm going to start with the big lines. I love asking about the big lines. The two Group of Five teams in this year. There's one, the Oregon favored by 21 over James Madison, and Ole Miss favored by 17.5 over Tulane. You like any juice that we're getting on those?
So the Oregon JMU line, TJ, my angle would probably be a James Madison team total under at BetMGM, 14.5 unders, juice to -165. So you probably don't want to lay that. So maybe shop around, see if you can get a different line. Maybe if you can get some alternate lines. That's my angle for that game. I just don't know how JMU is going to manufacture offense. I don't know how they're going to score. I think their defense is going to surprise a lot of people. People are going to watch that game on Saturday night, and they're going to be impressed with JMU's defense. They are legit, and they will get stops on Dante Moore in Oregon. On the flip side, though, I just don't know how JMU is going to score. And guys, what makes these games so interesting with the big point spreads is, you know, I come on here every week with you guys. We talk about college football weekly, and I talk about some of these big point spreads and letdown spots and look-ahead spots, all these sorts of things. I mean, this is the playoffs, right? Like, there's going to be none of that from Oregon. They are laser focused on JMU, which I don't think is a great thing for JMU. And they've had multiple weeks to prepare. So I'd look at a team total under there. Tulane and Ole Miss, I'd actually look at the dog. I'd look at Tulane plus the points. I think it's a little bit too many. The Green Wave can score. They're going to be able to put up points. Jake Oretzloff's a good quarterback. Their running backs are solid. And Ole Miss's defense, I think, is one of the weaker units of like the Group of Four teams in the playoffs. Their offense is awesome, as we know, but their defense is a little bit shaky, and I think Tulane's going to be able to score a little bit on that Rebels defense. So, I'd take Tulane plus the points there. I think 17.5 is too many, and then that JMU team total under I like.
The other ones, especially Bama-Oklahoma, we've seen it. Oklahoma won on the road at Alabama by 2 not that long ago. It's mid-November. So do you bring that into play here as Oklahoma's a 1.5-point favorite on a neutral field?
You do and you don't at the same time. You know, Bama lost that game, but they really should have won it. They outgained the Sooners by 200 yards in that game. They lost the turnover battle 3-0. They threw a pick six. They missed a chip shot field goal. And even by doing all that, they lost by 2 points at home, right? So that's the thing with Oklahoma is if you can limit the turnovers against them, and more importantly than that, if you don't give up any defensive touchdowns, then you're going to be in a good spot. Bama's problem is that they're just not a very good road team. They play everybody close on the road. You think about all their road games this year, whether it was against Auburn, Missouri, South Carolina, Florida State, they lost all the way back in week 1. So they don't win by margin on the road. So I think it's going to be a close game, but I think they're the better team and Ty Simpson will make a play on the final drive and they'll get out of Norman with the win. So I like Bama. And then I like A&M. I'm hoping we get a 3 in that game against Miami. To me, guys, that feels like a game that's also going to be close. It's going to come down to the wire. I just don't trust Carson Beck on the road. Miami's quarterback feels like the kind of game he's going to make a late mistake and A&M is going to win it at the end. So, in those two games, I like Bama and I like A&M.
PJ, I'll ask you this before we move to the NFL. They've changed the format of the playoff a little bit, but last year, the teams that played in this first weekend kind of dominated the next weekend. You think we see that trend again?
I don't, because TJ, if you think about the top 4 seeds last year, it was Boise State, who was a double-digit underdog. It was Arizona State, who was a double-digit underdog. It was Georgia, who was without their quarterback, Carson Beck, and then Oregon played the eventual national champ in Ohio State. So I think it's definitely worth significance. We kind of see this in baseball a little bit recently, right, where these teams that get those byes, they lose a lot in the divisional round. I mean, that time off when you're so used to routine is definitely a real thing. But I think last year, you know, you didn't necessarily have the 4 best teams as the top 4 seeds, where I think this year the top 4 teams are the best. I think Ohio State, Georgia, Indiana, and Texas Tech are the 4 best teams in college football. So maybe 1, maybe 2 get upset. Wouldn't shock me. But I think last year was just kind of an anomaly. It was just, you know, we were trying to figure it out with the top 4 seeds. I wouldn't expect all 4 to lose again this year.
All right, PJ, let's go to the NFL. We don't get Thursday night games like this very often. 2 11-3 teams. Boy, this is just fantastic. Seahawks favored by 1.5. I have, you know, memories of you telling us how much better of a road team Seattle is. But the Rams are dealing with some stuff. No Devontae Adams likely tonight. Sean McVay apparently has both had a kid and had the flu this week. What do we make of this game? This looks like it's going to be a fun one.
It does. And like you said, Jacob, Seattle just does not play well at home. And we saw that again last week against Rivers and the Colts. So for whatever reason, they're such a good road team. But at home is when I look to fade them. And San Francisco and the Rams are the two teams in their division that always play Seattle tough in Seattle. So the Rams beat them the first time around. We know it's hard to beat a team two times. Sam Darnold, though, guys, I mean, it's just the same old story. You know, it's like it's looking like Minnesota Sam Darnold, where he got off to this great start. He was putting up monster numbers. And now over these last couple weeks, he's starting to regress. And now that we're in a big time game like this with a lot on the line, I can't take him in a pick him essentially over Stafford. He's still playing at such a high level. Adams not being out there is going to be a big deal, but you still got Puka. You still got Kyren Williams. And that defense that got shredded last week against Detroit, I think is going to bounce back and play pretty well here against the Seahawks. So because it's a short week, you know, usually you favor the home team, but I'm going to favor the better coach, the better quarterback, and I just think the better team in LA in a pick 'em type game. So I'll take the Rams. Like you said, it should be a fun one. Now that you're giving me +105 on the money line, I like LA tonight.
It's going to be a good one. PJ, we get some Saturday night football this week as well, because that makes a lot of sense whenever the college football playoff begins. Let's play an NFL game on Saturday as well. Packers-Bears is also one of the best ones that we'll see this week, because the Bears are back apparently, but they're going to have to prove it this week. But they are laying points against the Green Bay Packers. Crazy to think about.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, now that the Bears are starting to be favored at some spots, I'm kind of thinking I'm liking Green Bay in the game. I mean, guys, this rivalry is just dominated by the Packers. And right now, Green Bay, like, nothing's going right for them. The injuries that they suffered in that Denver game, Parsons out for the season, Watson out for the season, those two injuries probably cost them, winning the Super Bowl, potentially, when you're losing one of the best players in the NFL. Jordan Love's been very up and down. They haven't been that great on the road this season. They just beat this Bears team a couple weeks ago. Like, all these things are really pointing in the favor of Chicago. But it's still the Packers, and it's still a team that they struggle with, you know, and that they just can't get over that hump. So if I was getting 3 with the Bears, 3.5, that's a different conversation. Now that it's a pick 'em, now that they're favored in certain spots, I would probably look at Green Bay in this game. I think the Bears are better than we gave them credit for 3 or 4 weeks ago. Their running game is terrific. Ben Johnson is the real deal as a head coach. But this is a playoff-type game. This is at home. All the pressure is on the Bears to win this game. And because of all that and because of the line, I think I'm going to be on Green Bay now in that game.
Not one, but 2 Saturday games, by the way. Yeah. All right, let's roll forward here. I just kind of a general question, and then we can get into the Chiefs specifically. It's been a long time since Chiefs Kingdom around here has been in a situation where they're not playing for anything, let alone with 3 weeks to go. What do we do with these games? How do we approach games where teams are dead and eliminated?
I think it's a different case for each of these teams. So for an instance like Kansas City, with a team that's been so used to all the success in the playoffs and Super Bowls, and they're usually in the postseason every year, I think motivation does come into factor, especially with Mahomes out, right? Like, what kind of effort are you going to get out of Kansas City, I think, is legit. A team maybe like, you know, Miami and Cincinnati, like those two teams, especially with the performance that Burrow just had, Zach Taylor coaching for his job, McDaniel coaching for his job, they make the change off of Tua. Like, those are two teams I would expect to compete, right? First-year head coaches, coaches that are trying to save their jobs, players on that roster that are trying to save those jobs, those are the kind of teams that you want to back. But a team like Kansas City, you know, if Baltimore were to get eliminated from the playoffs over these next couple weeks, that would be a team to look to fake. Some of those veteran teams that are used to making the postseason, I think are teams that you would look to fade. And the lines are reflecting that, right? Even with Minshew, Kansas City only being a 3-point favorite over Tennessee seems very low for that game.
I was going to say, we'll dig into it a little bit more. Three-point spread, as you said, it's Gardner Minshew, who, you know, we've seen as a starter before, but we haven't seen in a while, at least. And, you know, we don't know who's going to even play in this game for the Chiefs. What, do you have anything for this game, or are you just not going to watch it?
Yeah, I don't have anything for it. Again, you know, you got to downgrade Kansas City from Mahomes to Minshew, probably about 6.5, maybe even 7 points. I mean, a full touchdown, I think, is totally fair. Mahomes was playing in this game. Kansas City's probably about an 8.5, 9.5 point favorite without him, all the way down to 3. But Minshew's a serviceable backup. I mean, he's won plenty of games in this league. I just think it's the motivation with factor with Kansas City. Like, they've been in must-win mode for the last month. They haven't been able to win any of these games. Now Mahomes is out. They're mathematically eliminated. So what's, like, why care? I mean, Chris Jones knows he's back next year. Like, Worthy and Rice know he's back next year. Kelsey likely going to retire. We'll see how that plays out. Andy Reid knows he's back next year. Like, all these guys on Kansas City, they know their job security. They know that they'll be back next year. And they know that next year might be lost, too, without Mahomes being out. So I don't really know the motivation for Kansas City in this game. With that being said, though, Tennessee is still just so bad. So I can't take it, especially at 3. Maybe you hope that Kansas City gets up early in the game. You can bet Tennessee at a live number, at a bigger number, or vice versa. Tennessee gets up, you can bet the Chiefs live somewhere like that. But yeah, if like you're in a pick 'em pool or something like that, or if you had to make me pick the game, I'd still take the Chiefs, especially at this number. I can't trust the Titans only getting 3 at home. You know, that's not the kind of team I want to take that short a number with.
Jags, Broncos, two of the teams, everybody, myself included, have thought at some point the air is going to run out, but it hasn't. That's one of the bigger games of the week. The Broncos 3-point home favorites. You have a feel for that one?
You know, that line feels short, too. I think most people this week are going to take Denver because they feel like the Jags are the bigger fraud. And, you know, the last few weeks, they've beaten up the Jets. They've beaten up on Indy when Daniel Jones got hurt. You know, they've been kind of beating up on some of the bad teams. The Titans the week before that. They've been playing two of the worst teams in the league, and then they played the Colts, who are obviously sinking fast without their quarterback. Now they go on the road. They play in one of the toughest environments in the NFL against a red-hot Denver team, and they're only a 3-point dog. But, you know, the Broncos are a team that everybody, it feels like, has been looking to fade here as of late, and now I think a bunch of people are going to bet them because they're looking to fade Jacksonville. I'm staying away. I just want to kind of sit back and watch. Bo Nix has been playing at a really good level for Denver. If that continues, I think they win and they cover again. If you had to make me pick the game, I would take the Broncos -3, but man, it feels too easy with the number that low.
We'll go to Sunday Night Football, talk about the one in your neck of the woods. The Ravens are favored against the Patriots, and I didn't realize that until just this moment. What is going on with that?
Yeah, that's one of those lines that I think a lot of people look at that and they're like, how are the Ravens favored over New England, right? So the line is telling you to bet Baltimore in the game. I understand it. I'm taking the Patriots, though, especially at +3. Look, Vrabel, when he was with Tennessee, always had a good game plan against Lamar. He always would. That was one of the coaches that would always play Lamar the toughest. He'd always have a good game plan. My concern, though, is that the Ravens just have not been able to beat good quarterbacks this season. I know they just beat Burrow last week, but they lost to him on Thanksgiving. You know, you look at like the QBs they've beaten this year, guys. It's been Tua, Flacco, the combination of Shador and Gabriel, J.J. McCarthy, Tyrod Taylor. Like, they're literally beating up on all the bad quarterbacks. When they play Mahomes, Allen, Stroud, Stafford, Goff, they're losing to all these teams. So, I don't know how you can pass up Pats +3. They should have won that game against Buffalo last week. They gave up a 21-point lead. Allen, during that comeback for the Bills, made all those kind of off-script scramble plays that I still don't know if Lamar is healthy enough to kind of make in this game. I think that could be the difference. +3, I'll take the Patriots.
I mean, it's probably because of injury, but Lamar looks like crap. Like, he looks terrible. He's not running. He's completing less than like 60% of his passes. Anything else we haven't talked about that are can't miss bets this week?
Love the Bucks. That's probably my favorite bet, -3 at Carolina. That spot this week reminds me so much of what the Ravens just went through, where they lost two straight divisional games at home. to Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, go on the road for that third divisional game, and then they took care of business last week. Bucks are in the same spot. Saints and Falcons, they've lost two at home the last couple weeks. Now you go on the road, take on Carolina. The Bucks are better. I think we would all agree with that. They just got to figure it out, and they just got to find ways to win games. They're starting to get a little healthier, and I think they take care of business on Sunday in a massive game for the NFC South. So I like Tampa -3.
PJ, we appreciate it always. Enjoy Christmas. We won't talk to you again until
we're not going to do that. We're not going to do this Christmas morning under the tree. Can we not get PJ on the phone?
Probably not. We'll get with you, PJ, because we don't have a New Year's Day show either, and we've got some big games coming up. So maybe we'll find a spot in those limited weeks that we have to get some for sure college football bets. I mean, we got to have them.
For sure. Have to. Yeah, I'll talk to you boys in the new year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And good luck. Good luck this weekend.
All right. There goes PJ Glasser, betting insider, host of Send It In and the Inside the Betting Lines on BetMGM Network. Glad to have PJ with us. Glad to have some good NFL games. I mean, TJ, I'm fired up to have Saturday NFL football. I don't know what you're hating on
that
there.
That sucks.
Well, sucks for who?
I want to watch college games. And
then
not
watch college.
I don't want to have to miss Bears Packers.
Who's on? If you want to watch James Madison in Oregon,
I'm absolutely going to watch that game. I'm going to be at a Christmas party. And I'm going to miss all these games actually, yeah, which kind of sucks. I might be the guy looking at my phone.
Me too. Yeah, I don't particularly love Saturday NFL football. I'm joking. I like it on my days that it's normally on. Now, when college is done and we're sneaking in and okay, maybe, but that's you fine. Know, we're set. It's routine. It's a routine basically.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we welcome you back in now and welcome in our buddy Tim Fitzgerald at Life of Fitz on X, publisher GoPowerCat.com. It's been a busy season for Tim Fitzgerald and his entire staff, more so probably than normal Fitz. How are you guys following along here, chasing not only recruiting news now, but coaching news? It's just like a nonstop cycle here.
Yeah, it's been going since the week before I departed for Ireland. It's kind of crazy how extended this season's become with news, but it settled down this week a little bit as Colin Klein had to lock in and focus on coaching Texas A&M this weekend in the college football playoff.
We got our first big piece of news regarding departures. We've had a few of them, but we got the one of the big fish has fallen. Jace Brown is going in the portal. What do you think about that, Fitz? Did we know anything about that?
Not surprised. Probably going to happen no matter who the head coach was. I think he was probably departing. And it's just the way college football is. You can't get upset. You know, I mean, the kids have this right and freedom, and they're going to do what they want to do. And I'll say this, I think it's interesting that we've seen this little surge of departures here. There was a couple others yesterday that have taken place now that Trey Scott, the new GM of Kansas State football, is in place. And Trey's got a background in scouting and contract management as both a longtime scout for the Raiders, a former quarterback at K-State, and being an agent. I find it interesting that this is happening now that he's there. It's almost as if they're letting these kids know this is the value we have set aside for you in this program, and if you feel like that's more, you need more, see ya. And I think we're seeing some see ya.
So I was going to ask about Jace specifically, who's, you know, I think by statistics is probably a top 10 receiver, but I don't know that, you know, reality is. I just – like for me, it's jarring because we know he's closely tied to Avery and he's been the top option for so long. But I do think it's irresponsible of fans to not think, hope, and expect them to be able to go get better at that position than they've been. They've got to get better at that position than they've been, or they're not going to keep Avery Johnson.
You're right. And, you know, it's kind of a quandary. K-State hasn't had any breakout receivers in a while, and thus guys that could be breakout receivers don't want to come here. They feel like they won't be used properly. So, you know, it's just that kind of cycle that K-State faces. But they do have to break through it. They have to find a way. And, you know, maybe they feel like they've got some guys lined up. Man, we'll see if that all pans out in terms of what they're going to get through the portal, because you don't start bringing in players from the portal until January 2nd or after. So it's going to be a process here.
Speaking on the Avery Johnson subject, as you're saying, the way the schedule lines up, if we hear something, I imagine we'll hear something one way or another. It seems that they would confirm it, I would imagine, if he was going to stay. Is this the time that you think we would hear that? Do you think it'll be closer to the portal window?
Probably closer to the portal window. You know, a big part of this, you know, for Kansas State, I did a video on this. How far do you want A&M to go? Okay, they beat Miami this weekend in advance. Do you want them to win that one too? Because, you know, that'll be December 31st, and now they're playing beyond the transfer portal window, but they are in the Final Four. So does the shine of that on Colin Klein reflect to K-State? So it's just an interesting question. How far is best for K-State to have Colin Klein go? Some people think win the national championship. Some think it is lose this weekend. So, but yeah, they're going to have a lot on their plate once everything settles down.
So coordinators are going to be key here, Fitz. What have you? Are you guys getting any rumors? Are you hearing anything? It's interesting because the guys going are like, if you told me Colin Klein's coming in as a first time head coach, I'd say, boy, I hope he finds some coordinators with like some experience in that world so that they can help him acclimate to all the things that are come in. But two of those guys, then I think not Klanderman as much as Matt Wells, but a lot of people are ready for a change there. Like, how does Klein, who's never done this before, approach that? Do you go hire young dudes that are, you're giving them their first chance, or do you think he needs to find some guys that can help him as a head coach, not with coordinating necessarily, but the head coaching?
I would agree with that. But you know, there's a balance here too, where they're trying to be youthful and find really active recruiters. I think the hiring or retention of Buddy Wyatt as former defensive ends coach, now defensive line coach, tells us two things. First of all, if he's coaching the entire line, it's probably a three-man front they're going to run. And second of all, the fact that we haven't heard on coordinators would tell me that their teams are still playing. And on the defensive side, we believe his choice is Jordan Peterson, the assistant coordinator or associate coordinator on the defensive side at A&M. So he wouldn't be here till after A&M finishes off. But he played for and coached with Buddy Wyatt. So that seems to fit the role you just said for the defensive side of the ball. Offense is a little bit more fuzzy because I think he's working with some coaches that, you know, when you're trying to get coaches away from Big Ten and SEC schools, they can match the money. If they really want someone, they can keep them. So I think he's running into some of that, and we'll see how that pans out.
That's kind of the question that I had, Fitz, is that we've seen that he's very much about the K-State ties and, you know, trying to make it the new old school, the modern Snyder, as much as you can with guys. Like, the two hires that he's made so far were both K-State guys. I don't think that trend will continue across the board, but does that keep going, you think?
Well, I think there's a good possibility there's some more. But I don't know if that's written in stone. I think there's some candidates with K-State ties that are out there that he likes an awful lot. But I he's met people through his few travels he's had, just 1 year at Northern Iowa and two at A&M. But he's kind of got this, you know, every coach starts forming a network. And we'll see where that takes him and gets in the hiring process.
Let's talk expectations. I know it's too early for that, but what the hell? Eight wins a year for a lot of fans wasn't really good enough. What should fans expect for Klein in the first couple of years here? I mean, I'd be thrilled if he won eight games. But what is going to be good enough, and how much leash is he going to have as the Golden Boy?
You know, you bring on a good point here. K-State fans grew very impatient with eight wins, and then they fell short of that this year. Will they give him enough time? I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces here. That he's a new coach, first time coach, young coach. There's going to be a learning curve. You're right. And I hope K-State fans will give him plenty of time. I think being Colin Klein, he will get a dose of more patience than someone else, but I don't know how big that dose is. I think you do have to be patient here. And as you guys brought up with the portal, we don't even know who he's going to be coaching next year. We don't know who's coming in. We don't know who all is leaving. And, you know, the reality is we don't know on Avery Johnson. We suspect he'll stay, but I think that probably impacts what your projections are for the next season. If you're going to have a third-year starter senior at quarterback, or probably a redshirt sophomore that hasn't really played that much and is going to try to lead you to a decent season.
Fitz, we'll talk a little basketball. The Creighton win seems like it's pretty good, you know? Like, it feels like they took a step back up the ladder, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, Creighton's down this year, but just going on the road, it was my guy said it was a great environment. It was 18K in there, and they it wasn't particularly loud because, you know, Creighton's kind of struggling, and this was a feature non-con game for him. But that's a nice win. It stabilizes you. And it kind of showed who you are, though. I mean, they come out in the first half and are just spectacular once again, and then squander a 20-plus point lead and hang on for dear life and find a way to win at the end. So that's kind of who this team is. They're going to be hot and cold, but that is a good one. They needed that. They got two more they can win here before conference play tips off. And, you know, it's luckily they get to, like, ease into conference play without, too big of challenges by playing BYU and then going to Arizona. Sometimes you get thrown into the kiln to see if you can make something of yourself, and that's going to be a very intense fire to start Big 12 season.
It is. We got to know who the players and the coaches are. The patience is not going to be a virtue here for the next month, I don't think.
No.
As Klein still has a job to do. Let's talk a little bit of hoops, Fitz. It's K-State's doing it just a little bit different than their peers. They won't play this week or this week. Then they play this weekend and then get what they sneak one in at a little bit different of a time before the rest of them. But no issues there. What did you like against Creighton? It wasn't a Haggerty game, but they found a way to win a non-Haggerty game. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they kind of grew up in that. They didn't have to have PJ leading the way. but I think it became clear this is a point guard-driven team because it was David Castillo who kind of stepped into that and made some big plays. So I think that was a really positive sign. I continue to be amazed by the advancement of Buka, the 7'2" guy. He was a project, and you know what? By K-State standards, that's far better than a project. I mean, we've seen projects that can't exactly tie their own shoes, and this guy seems to have a really good sense of what he's supposed to do, and some pretty good background. He's got very good fundamentals. He passes well. He rebounds well. He blocks shots. He's just not very experienced. And as that grows, I think K-State's got a potential very good big man for the future.
All right, Fitz. Well, we appreciate it. What do you guys have for us at GoPowerCat.com?
We're just trying to keep on front of this coaches stuff, the transfer portal, of course, and we're cranking out podcasts. We're going to have a live podcast today at 5 on YouTube with the K-State Insiders. If anyone wants to hop on YouTube, or you can see it later at Go Power Cat.
If you need a Dancing with the Stars expert, TJ's ready for you.
That's clutch. I can't tell you how often that comes up.
Tim, it is not clutch.
Hey,
don't pander.
Listen. Tyler Lockett's going to retire soon. They love former wide receivers.
Okay.
Better find a short partner.
All right, Fitz, we appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas. We won't talk to you again next week. Enjoy the holidays, and we appreciate you.
You bet. Thanks, boys. Okay.
That'll do it for us on Sports Daily. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program. TJ's talking about the range. I need to get out there. They've got two driving ranges. And on days like today, they got two simulators in there, too. Good news about those is you can order food, have a beer while you're hitting it. Thanks to Crestview. Now's the time to join. If you want a great deal, give Crestview a call. Tell them we sent you. TJ, we're all locked in, I guess, on Thursday night football tonight. No college hoops. We'll make some football picks. We'll pick these college games, some pro games as well. We're going to try to pick that Chiefs game tomorrow. We'll have the full crew in for it. It should be interesting, if nothing else.
Is this the last Thursday we'll talk until 2026?
Yeah, programming notes. No show on Christmas or day after. No show on New Year's, on Thursday or Friday, whatever the days end up being. Because, well, it's holiday season, everybody. I hope everybody's ready for it. We'll be back tomorrow, though. For Max, for TJ, thanks to PJ and Fitz. We'll see you tomorrow.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.